Isn't it wonderful to recall the time you first came to know the Lord? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Becky Nordquist shares the time she surrendered her life to Jesus.
I said, "Dear Jesus," and then I was like, wait, is this going to hurt? Because I thought it was going to be a physical entering of my heart. But the truth is, refinement does hurt. And what we can go through in life can be extremely painful. And when we surrender our lives and pull ourselves off the throne of life and we put God on it, that what's required is a death to self. And that can be an extremely painful process. So that is how I accepted Jesus.
And Becky says she has experienced so much growth in her faith journey over the years.
There's a lot of story that happened after wandering away from God, but also a glorious healing from a lot of mental illness, serious, severe, chronic, clinical depression. And it's a very long story, but I praise God that never once did he leave me, and never once did his eyes stray from me. And I didn't always sense or feel that, but looking backward, I see it now. And I'm so grateful that he brought me through so many valleys and that I had him present with me throughout all of the dark valleys before I entered pregnancy and infant loss. In a nutshell, that is my salvation story, although the sanctification part, the growing part, is still in progress.
Yes, growth in your life and faith is definitely an ongoing process. Do you want to learn more about growing closer to God? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.